With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. In 2019, Aspen residents saw a hike in their electric and water bills, and they'll see another one in 2020. Starting January 1st, on average, residential electric bills could go up by 5% and water bills by 7%. This means residents could pay around $15 extra each month for utility services. Tyler Kristoff, Aspen's utility director, says the yearly hikes are a part of a five-year plan.
We hadn't moved rates in a significant way in previous years. This is our attempt to catch up, but not put a heavy burden on our ratepayers.
Kristoff says the new rates help the department cover inflation costs, maintenance of lines and cables, and any repairs needed. A defrocked priest, a haunted house, and a girl forced into marriage... A defrocked priest, a haunted house, and a girl forced into marriage to save her mother's estate. These are all part of Sopris Theater Company's new production, The Veil. Kristen Kay has more.
Director Tom Cochran admits The Veil, an Irish ghost story, is perhaps more fitting for Halloween than the holiday season. But he says it's also a human story.
It's not a thriller. It's not a horror movie type of thing. It is a tale of people experiencing things they don't understand.
He says the production offers unique theatrical and acting challenges because of some of the supernatural elements. The show's opening night is tomorrow. It runs through December 8th at Colorado Mountain College's Spring Valley campus. Kristen Kay, Edlis Neeson Arts and Culture Desk.
The news website Vox.com recently published an article titled Colorado's Cleanest Energy Options Are Also Its Cheapest. Alex Hager has the details.
The article's author, David Roberts, says the state has an abundance of sun and wind that isn't being exploited for renewable energy. And shutting down coal plants and electrifying transportation could save billions of dollars.
Renewable electricity, renewable energy has gotten so cheap in Colorado that the more you can use it for, the more different applications you can use it for, the more money you save.
Roberts says technological advances and the state's political climate make now the perfect time to start boosting renewable energy. Wider adoption of those technologies would create jobs across the state, he says, because renewable energy production is more labor-intensive than oil and gas extraction. I'm Alex Hager, Aspen Public Radio News.
And I'm Molly Dove.